Hello again, Jack. Harry Bill here. February the 11th, I believe it is. February the 11th. And looking at the list again, it seemed to say, what's your favourite smell? And a word I often use on these is cheat, and I'm going to cheat again because I actually want two. Because the second one fits in rather well with what I'm doing this evening. My real favourite smell, I think, has got to be the first time in the spring when you smell fresh cut grass, especially if it's a bit damp at the time. It's an absolutely beautiful smell that evokes springtime for me, and spring is my very favourite season. I like them all in different ways, but if I have to choose one, spring is definitely it. That hope of renewal, good times to come, summer's on the way, the cold's gone. Love spring. Fresh greens. The greens of spring are absolutely fantastic. Just fantastic. Which brings me to my second one, which is almost first equal, so it's kind of not cheating, which is the smell of curry. I love curry, have done for years. I live in Howth, not far from Bradford, not far from Keighley. Lots and lots of very, very good curry houses around. But actually, today I've been cooking a curry for a special 40th birthday party we're all going to tonight for a friend of ours who's, funny enough, 40. And I was asked to contribute a curry, as were a number of other people, so everybody's coming and getting them. And I've cooked Shah Jahan's last stew, which I see I've actually had a recipe for cut out of the Guardian weekend on September the 18th, 1993, and I've kept it ever since, tucked away in a recipe book. And it smells absolutely fantastic here in our kitchen. And I just thought I'd take the opportunity to tell you a little bit about this. It's Shah Jahan's last stew, as I say. And actually, as I do this, the rice is peeping, and I'm going to have to take you over there to switch off that annoying peeping noise. I just wanted to just say a little bit about this, because it is fantastic. 900 grams of lamb, they reckon, does four people. I reckon it actually does six, but so we go. But it's the preciseness I love of this recipe. And in some ways, not preciseness, I guess. But I'm not going through the whole recipe for you, because that would be really boring. But 10 cloves, 1 mace, 12 grams of poppy seeds, 8 cardamoms, 10 whole black peppers, 8 almonds, 8 pistachios. You get the feeling. You get the idea. It's very, very precise, and it works really, really well. So now I'm going actually back over to where the peeping was. And that's really, my two smells done for the day. And oh, the rice smelled good as well. Okay, I am going to go now. I've got to go to this party. And there you are. Fresh mown grass in springtime and curry in all its forms are my two favourite smells.